6 British troops serving with U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan have been killed in an explosion. The soldiers were on patrol when their vehicle was struck by a roadside bomb in Helmand. The incident marks the biggest loss of life for British troops in a single attack over the past few years. At least 17 people have been killed in a series of bomb explosions in Iraq. A car bomb went off in western Baghdad, killing 3 people. That attack targeted the Minister of Housing, who survived the incident. 2 other car bombings also killed at least 13 people in northern Baghdad. In Saudi Arabia, female students from King Khalid University have gathered in the southern city of Abha to protest discrimination and the mistreatment by security officials at the university. They also denounced lack of basic facilities like chairs. Reports say security forces have attacked and beaten some of the protesters. Human rights campaigners have warned that the health of jailed Bahraini activist Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja is deteriorating. He has refused to eat for 27 days. He is on a hunger strike to protest worsening prison conditions. Human rights organizations and anti-regime protesters have repeatedly urged Manama to free Al-Khawaja, currently serving a life sentence. In Germany, a strike by thousands of union members who are demanding higher wages has severely disrupted public services. Tram, train, and bus services have gone out of service, resulting in long traffic queues on motorways in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Unions have failed to get their desired pay increase during negotiations with employers. The head of the National Transitional Council has threatened to defend national unity with force if necessary. The threat by Mustafa Abdeljalil comes after the eastern province of Cyrenaica declared semi-autonomy. Jalil has slammed the declaration as a foreign plot aimed at breaking up the North African country. Syria says several bodies belonging to foreign nationals have been found in the Baba Amr neighborhood in the city of Homs. One of the bodies has been identified as a European suspected of commanding an armed group. Syrian officials believe the European was a member of a foreign intelligence agency. And thousands of people have marched across South Africa to protest the government's plan for motorists to pay for using certain roads. Trade unionists say the proposed toll system will hurt the poor. The protesters are also angry at bad working conditions in the country. They decried no wages and short-term employment contracts.